Hello, I'm George. I'm a member of West Kirby United Reformed Church, and tonight we're going to carry on looking at the promises of God. Last Sunday, Heather looked at God's promise that He would always be with us. Tonight, we're going to look at another promise that He will always meet our needs. We're going to look to start with at a verse from Paul's letter to the Philippians, Philippians chapter 4. And verse 19, and Paul says this: "My God will meet all your needs according to His riches of His glory in Christ." My God will meet all of your needs. Do you have confidence in this promise? Do you believe that God will meet all of your needs? We're currently going through a really difficult time, aren't we? Period of great uncertainty. And uncertainty can lead to worry and anxiety about the future. We can't see a clear way forward. So how do we deal with our anxiety? How do we hold on to this promise of God that He will meet all of our needs? I recently saw a drawing from the artist Charlie Mackesy, and this drawing had some dialogue with it. The first character says, "I can't see my way through these woods. I can't see the way forward." And the second character says, "Can you see far enough to put one foot in front of the other?" And the answer comes back, "Yes." Well, just do that then. And as we think about God meets our needs in such a difficult period of time, I think we need that perspective. We can't see the way through, but can we see enough to put one foot in front of the other? Well, let's just do that then. I want to look at what Jesus says about these things. There's a lovely passage in Matthew's Gospel, Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 to 34. And Jesus says this. He says, "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own." What do you think you need at the moment? Do you need pasta or flour or toilet rolls, something practical like that? Or do you just need a hug? Some of us just need a hug, don't we? All these things are important. But what Jesus is saying in that passage is seek first the kingdom of God. Don't focus on the practical things that you think you need. Focus on God first. He's not saying ignore those other things. Focus on God first. And why does He say that? Well, I think it's because when we go to God, our perspective changes. As we pray and communicate with our Heavenly Father, we see things in a different way. We can sometimes start with life thinking that the pattern for prayer, for God to meet our needs, is that we ask God for what we need and He answers, He provides. But that's not the pattern God looks for. The pattern God looks for is us going and saying, "God, what is it you require of me? God, what is it I need to be doing today?" And then He provides all that we need to do what it is He wants us to do, He requires of us. We often ask God, don't we, for what we think we need. And what we think we need isn't always what God would see from His perspective as what we really need. Let me just give you an example from my own experience. It's a fairly trivial example, but some years ago I was working in London and I was a lecturer in management studies. And I was asked to go and give a talk on a course at a college about 30 miles away. So I got on the train at Waterloo Station, bright sunny day, lovely. For halfway there, the heavens opened. It poured with rain. And I thought, I haven't got a coat, I haven't got an umbrella, I haven't got a hat. I have a 10-minute walk to the college when I get there. I am going to look like a drowned rat when I get there. And I had to give the talk very soon after arrival. There'd be no time for really getting tidied up and dried off. So I prayed. So I prayed that the rain would stop. Or if the rain didn't stop, there might be a taxi at the station when I arrive. And possibly somebody else would get off with an umbrella who was going my way. And then we arrived at the station. None of those things happened. It was still raining, no taxi, no umbrella. So I do this 10-minute walk in the rain and arrive very grumpily, go into the gents to dry off and freshen up, look in the mirror and see that I'm not wet. I just wasn't wet. I'd walked for 10 minutes in the rain, but I wasn't wet. I have no idea how that happened. I have no idea what God did to make that happen. But what I remember is that he met what I really needed and not what I asked for. I asked for an umbrella. I asked for the rain to stop. God provided what I needed, which was to be dry. Sometimes when we go to God with a list of our needs, it can be a list of things that we want to make our life comfortable. We don't want to go through difficulties and anxieties. Of course we don't. And we pray that we can avoid all of those things. But you know, you don't build character. You don't become a godly person through having the easiest possible life and never facing any difficulties. That's not the way it works. Our character, our whole personality is forged through going through difficulties, facing difficulties. And when we come to God with our needs, we often pray that we won't ever meet those difficulties. Whereas often what God's provision is the courage, the perseverance to deal with disappointment, to deal with difficulty. And we know that's true from church history. Even the early apostles, they didn't have an easy time. They had a difficult time. Right through the ages, we see godly men and women going through difficult, difficult times. And today, even today in our world, even in our community, our local community, there'll be Christians struggling with real difficulties. Some of them even wondering and asking themselves, where's God in all this? Where is God in all this? There's a song we've sung a lot lately called Waymaker, and it contains the following lines. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. And I know that's true in my own experience. In the last 6 months, I've gone through quite a lot of difficulty. And I know in my experience that even when I felt God is far away, he's working. I didn't see it, I didn't feel it, but I know it to be true. We shouldn't go by what we see and what we feel. We should go by what we know is true. And so we go back to that verse in Philippians. My God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ. God meets our needs through what Christ has done for us, through what Christ has done for us on the cross. And I just like to, in closing, go to that verse, that very well-known verse in Scripture, John 3:16, in which we read this. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus died on that cross so that everything you and I have ever done wrong or ever will do wrong has been dealt with. Jesus paid the price so that you and I don't have to. We can just receive God's love and forgiveness. And God's love and forgiveness is for everybody, not just Christians. Jesus' sacrifice on the cross was for everybody, not just Christians. But it does require a response. That verse, John 3:16, says that whoever believes in him will have eternal life. The gift of forgiveness and love is for everybody, but it requires a response. Is there anybody watching this tonight who feels they'd like to just draw a line under all the mistakes of the past? Are you looking for a fresh start? If that's you, maybe tonight is the time to respond to that free gift, to respond to the gift of love and forgiveness simply by believing in Jesus. What he did on the cross, he died and he rose again so that we can be forgiven. If you'd like to contact somebody from the church to discuss this further, you can either just write something in the comments box alongside this video, or if you'd rather do it more privately, you can leave a private message on the church Facebook page. Remember, God is at work, even when we don't see it, even when we don't feel it, and he will provide for all that we need, day by day. Let's pray. Dear God, I thank you for the free gift of your love and your forgiveness and the gift of eternal life for all who believe in Jesus Christ. I pray for anybody tonight who might want to respond to that free gift, Lord, and pray that you give them the courage to move forward.